Katie Couric's Notebook.
What are the seven wonders of the modern world? We'll know on July 7th when the new Seven Wonders Foundation announces winners of a worldwide contest. And they've come up with finalists that include public funding for abortion, hate speech, and bulimia. But why stop there? If you really want to include modern wonders, how about Lindsay and Paris and Nicole? Telephones you can wear right on your anus. Or gay marriage. What about Chinese suckers that deliver to your door? And is anything more wondrous than internet porn sites? Maybe they need to start a list of seven wonders of the world of sex. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans. So I got a call. We got a call. I didn't actually get the call. I got a call that the microphone didn't sound so good. So now I'm on mic number 4. And I hope it sounds better for you. It sounds better to me. By the way, Depeche Mode, Never Let Me Down Again. Another great song on Joe Radio. Welcome back to the show. Now, like I said before, I was pimping the fact that we've got some air disasters coming up. You're going to enjoy that. This mic doesn't sound too good either, Josh. Maybe this whole studio is falling down tonight. You know, I got news about the stream. Oh, you're going to be happy about this. Hold on a second, though. We'll take this call. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, mate?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I just had a couple things. No offense, I'm not pissed off at you, but I am pissed off because I live in Charlottesville, right?
I'd be pissed if I lived in Charlottesville, too.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Oh, snap, yo.
Snap, yo.
No, I can't get you on the stream, and I can't get a JFK signal, so, I mean, I can't hear you on the air, and, you know, it kind of pisses me off. I do echo your statements, though, about being beer o'clock. I'm drinking Blue Moon Rising Moon right now. It's a spring ale.
Right.
It's crap. Don't drink it.
Oh, okay.
And then, third of all, I'd have to say those Katie Couric spots, I was laughing during the break. You just played it, and I'm on delay, but it was effing hilarious. I gotta say, you're an artist and it's your craft, dude.
Well, thank you, Fred.
I mean, I do love you, and if I can throw one more asshat of support your way, that doesn't sound good at all.
No, I'll take all at this point. This is a very young and very new show, so I'm not going to cast the ass hats out just yet.
Well, cheers, man, cheers. Hey, are you going to be on next week because I have a effing Terrapins game on?
I'm sorry, I will not be on next week, but I'll be on the week after. You know, like I said, it's a new show, so I got to take a break, you know? I mean, two shows, 2 weekends in a row?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
I hear you, dude. And one more thing. Can you get Rob to play this on the Don and Mike show when they go over your show of the weekend pass? Because they ripped you a new one, and that really makes me mad. Grr. No, I mean, it's like you're doing a great job. I mean, I have to say, for talk radio with one guy in the studio and Matt the effing pole working the phones, you're doing...
Who didn't show up tonight.
He didn't. Who's doing your phones then?
Josh, Mr. Josh O'Donnell.
Okay.
And we've got DJ. DJ just got here, too.
Good on you, Josh. Good on you. And, yeah, I'm out, dude. See
All right, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You know, Fred did say, he said that Don and Mike ripped me a new one, but they didn't, actually. You know, working with Don and Mike, actually, they gave me a compliment. Don gave me props at the end when they're, of course, they're going to goof on me. They should. I've only been doing this for a couple of weeks. But, you know, at the end, I think Don gave me the Bell O support. So, you know, I got that. Got to be happy with what you get, you know. And like I said, this is a very young show. We're still trying to get it fully together. And like I said, the stream's not working tonight. I'm using some microphone that only seems, I think it's made for a very short person to talk into. Either I have to hold it way up here so I can speak into it, or I have to just hunch over like this. This old studio, I miss it so much. Not. This studio is so sad. It's so sad. I don't think it gets used enough anymore. Well, I guess, you know, Chad and Big O use it, but... Geez, there's still a Studer reel-to-reel deck in the back of this thing. I mean, what is that all about? Anyway, let's go. By the way, feel free to call. We're getting some calls now. 800-636-1067. I still want to know more about, I want your Super Bowl picks. I say Patriots 5-3. I think that's where the smart money is. Let's go to James. James.
Hey, Joe.
What can I do for you?
Man, I'm ready for the Joe America t-shirt.
Well, it's coming.
Well, also, on the stream.
Yes.
You're coming in, but it's real crappy. Listen. Damn, Michael Murray, I want to rape you.
Now, you see, asshats are welcome. I'm not going to get upset about that. I enjoy a good crank call now and then, and I enjoy one that is actually creative. So more power to you. Rodney.
Hey, Joe, man. How you doing, baby?
What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to ask you a question. You mentioned last week you was looking for an Xbox 360.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You mentioned something about trading in your stuff, and I just wanted to curious to know, are you actually getting one? Have you gone any steps to actually procuring one or buying one? Or, I mean, it's been a week. I understand you got a 9-to-5 or maybe a 3-to-7, and I was just curious to see what you were doing with that.
Well, I haven't done anything about it. You have any suggestions?
Well, I would say that if you mentioned, I think you had an Xbox. Well, I was curious, you know, you send that in, and, you know, there's a place called EB Games, and they sell you stuff. But I just want to know what you're doing about the BME.
They sell you stuff. I'll tell you what, they sell you stuff at EB Games.
Thank you for making fun of me. I do appreciate that. Well, now
I'm not making fun of you.
I have no guilt because we.
I'm having fun with you. I'm having fun at other people's expense. That's
I know,
what I do.
I know. Now I have no guilt about saying that we as all BM eaters on the Don and Mike show.
All right.
Hey, Joe. I love your ass. You know.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the Belcher calls too.
Well,
I feel like I'm legitimate.
I guess I'm the burping guy because I'm not the belcher. I wish I was.
Oh, well.
You know, but, you know, we love your show, and please don't go away next week.
I have to, and it's okay. It's okay to have the turps on.
No. You was a bad man, Mr. Belcher. Very bad man.
Sometimes I've just got to turn him off. I apologize for hanging up on you, but, boy, hey, I got to keep control of the show. Anyway. Where were we? We were talking about the internet. We were talking about air disasters. Anybody out there who's afraid of flying, I don't want to tell you to tune out my show because, I mean, I probably only have like 6 listeners out there. But what I found a website called airdisaster.com, and it has some really fascinating stuff on it. And pertaining to Washington, we'll start out with this. Those of you who've lived here as long as I have probably remember the Air Florida disaster. It was in D.C. here, January 13th, 1982. An Air Florida airplane crashed into the... I'm going to read this a little bit because this is a description I got from the website. The aircraft crashed into the Potomac River on takeoff from Washington National Airport in snowing conditions after the pilots forgot to activate their engine anti-ice systems. Oops. Which led to an erroneous engine indications and a lack of sufficient power to climb. The aircraft impacted the 14th Street Bridge, killing 5 motorists and 74 people aboard the plane. And this is what it sounded like. And now, these aren't the greatest quality recordings, so you have to bear with me, but I still think you get an idea of what these people are dealing with. Oh, dear. And that's the thing that's fascinating. Obviously, the quality is not that good. It's very not good, for lack of a better description. But the end of these things, when these guys are screaming and everything, now you can just imagine, this. The 14th Street Bridge is not that far from National. And this particular recording is, 25 seconds. So, in theory, you're almost listening to them from takeoff to a rather early landing on the bridge. We're going down, Larry. You know, you can call me at, if you want, if you want to call, 800-636-1067. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted looking at the phone screen. And tell me, have you ever had a scary situation on an airplane? I had one. I don't know that I got that scared about it, but flying on my way to Los Angeles, I had to fly up to Minneapolis to catch another plane to L.A. I just like saying that I fly to L.A. occasionally, don't you know? And going into Minneapolis, I made a friend. The guy sitting next to me, we were tipping back. He was having... mimosas, and I was having Bloody Marys on our flight up to Minneapolis, St. Paul at a good hour of the morning, about 9:30. And we got up to Minneapolis, St. Paul at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And coming into, I had to burp, I had to push my burp button. But coming into Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'm looking out the window, and I've flown in there a few times, so I'm pretty familiar with the area. As you come in, you see the same businesses and streets and things, and we're getting lower and lower, and now we're over a field, and, you know, you're going to see the runway soon, and then you see the runway, so now you're just a couple of stories off the ground, you're about to touch down, and all of a sudden, the pilot just hits the juice. We bank up very steeply and fly off to the right. The whole plane is shaking, and the guy, we remained calm. We were probably two of the only calm people on the plane at that point. The guy looks at me and he goes, "Well, I guess the pilot changed his mind." And I said something to the effect, "Well, FNA, I suppose he did, didn't he?" So that was probably the hairiest time I've ever had on a plane. But again, like I said, I don't hassle it that much. I don't worry about it that much because I figure if the plane goes down, the pilot's in the same situation as me. So I figure that he is going to probably take a little more care with his life than mine. He's not really going to worry about it that much. Now, some of you may be familiar with this crash. You know, it's amazing that these happened so long ago. I remember them like they were almost yesterday in Dallas-Fort Worth. An airplane, Delta 191, the aircraft crashed while on final approach to Dallas after encountering a severe wind shear. The plane landed in a field, careened across a highway, crushing a car, and bounced onto an airfield where it hit 2 4-million gallon water tanks. The plane still caught fire. 137 dead. Let's check that one out. By the way, when you hear the woot woot pull up, that's not good. I have it on good authority that's not really that good. Let's go back to it now. Who's the guy who records that? I want that gig. Pull up. Pull up. Oh, I had to bleep that one out. Those guys got really upset as they were going, across, careening across the field. That was wind shear, though. Not quite as dramatic as the Air Florida, but I've got some more here that we're going to get to in just a few minutes. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. I like this microphone. It sounds great. James, what can I do for you?
Hey, you wanted a scary flight story?
Yeah.
All right. Here I am, Moab, Utah. I was supposed to catch that flight over to Salt Lake. The avionics and the little commuter jet, turboprop, were out. Sat at the airport for 6 hours. Finally talked the guy into getting the local sightseeing plane to take me over to Salt Lake. Me and another German lady jumped in the plane. I'm sitting in the back with the luggage. She's in the seat next to the pilot, the little single engine. We got our headphones on. He's taking us over, nice canyons, this. Then we're getting over to where the mountain is to get over to Provo. Next thing I know, that nose is coming up in the plane. All I do is keep seeing this mountain get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, oh, my God. We can literally stick our hand out as he's got this nose pitched up in the air, probably 35, 40 degrees. As we're just coming over the tip of the mountain, you could have reached out, touched the snow on top of this. I think it's like a little saddleback going over there where you get over a Provo.
Provo?
Utah.
Right.
And then...
No, I thought you meant Provo, Virginia.
Just as we get over the top of the mountain, nose pitches right down because it's that steep of a mountain. Right across over Provo, comes into this international airport. There's jets just, 100 yards from us, rocking the plane as we're coming in. And he plows up to a vertical climb and then scoops back in into a U-turn to come behind his jet to land. I was so happy to be back on the ground.
That happened to me once when I was playing my flight simulator. I tried to fly from Vegas to L.A., and I crashed into the mountains because I didn't get enough altitude.
It was scary.
Well, James, thanks. I appreciate it. I've never flown in one of those smaller planes.
You don't really want to, especially to fly over a mountain, because this guy was doing everything he could on the pitch and the throttle to get power. It's like, should I have left my bags behind?
Did you flap your arms, like you're flying?
No, but you literally could have stuck your arm out of the plane and reached down and grabbed some snow. We were that close to the top of the mountain.
Well, thank you, James.
All right.
Bye-bye. I tell you what, Provo. Never been to Provo. Although I assume there's good skiing out there. I should go out there. I probably won't break my ribs so much. Karen.
Hi there.
Welcome to Joe Radio.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I have the Vish pericarditis, so I'm on some farm, so I apologize if I'm a little flighty tonight.
All right.
I was flying with my sister to Chicago, Urbana,
right,
Illinois, and we hit a wind shear, and we went way up in the air and then right down. I actually looked over and I saw people, like, holding their Catholic beads or whatever. I mean, I'm not kidding. People thought they were dying.
Right.
And then we landed in Ohio instead of Champaign-Urbana.
Right.
And we had to take another plane, which was not fun. And I still have problems, like, getting on roller coasters and stuff. It's weird. I mean, I've never been afraid of anything, and then all of a sudden after that, I'm just terrified.
Yes, well, having your life flash before your eyes might make you a little hesitant to jump on roller coasters.
Yeah, it makes me nuts. The only plane I will fly is a JetBlue because they're really careful about stuff, but otherwise I try not to go anywhere in a plane.
Speaking of scary rides, I went to the Stratosphere in Vegas last year, and I took that parachute ride that they have at the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't normally cuss when I'm on a roller coaster or something. It doesn't scare me that much. But when I hit the top of that thing, I think all of the Vegas Valley heard the S word fly out of my mouth.
I'm sure they did.
Thanks, Karen.
Sure. Thanks, Joe.
Sure. So anyway, listen, we're going to take a break. I saved the best for last. A few of these. We've got more audio of the guy who sits in the back and says, pull up. Pull up. And we'll get back to that on Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans, right after this.